RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Justin Herbert said to us, I owe it to the guys to show I can play through stuff that others on this team play through every day. I'll do everything I can to play. He gutted it out tonight, and it was just enough. In overtime, Jim Harbaugh's Chargers get the win.
What a game. Shame on you if you did not watch the lightning bolts and the birds. It was good football, and I needed to see good football. Having watched our manure show, I needed to see something that reminded me of how good the game can be. Execution wasn't perfect, but a hell of a game. And playing hurt, quarterbacks don't get enough credit for doing what they have to do and dealing with injuries. Surgery. What do you think his parents thought about him playing?
They probably were scared.
Scared and mad. And you're very much concerned. Son, are you a fool? But when you're the quarterback, and he said, like he said, how many linemen play with tears? And I mean, it's amazing what people do. Watching the Eagles' offensive line, which is kind of battered. But I just thought it's a great game. And especially when you're, the wagering adds such an exciting element to the games. Even if not by not putting a dime on it. Just the fact that we have our little thing we're doing, just picks. I can see with the wagering. Now, if I thought I was going to make money on it, that's exhilarating. And I can still understand the roar. Even though there's a lot of things about it, I think it'll be more bad than good. But in the meantime, it's entertainment. This is an entertainment industry. And that was highly entertaining, watching that game.
Yeah, and I think it also just goes to the conversation we were having before Kevin came on about Jaden Daniels and, you know, why he wants to go out there and play. And, you know, all these people that's saying, you know, wrap him up until 2026. And I think a lot of those people, they just don't want to see, they fear Jaden will get hurt. Like, if you have a fear he's going to get hurt, then he should never, you know, suit up again.
Why do you even watch football?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like saying NASCAR. Watching him go around and over, it's unbelievable at the speeds. But can you imagine your son or your daughter driving like that? You'd be petrified.
Yep.
How could you even watch it? But yet, it's a terrific sport. It's probably one of the best displays of teamwork we have in our whole sports culture. Who has to do more and not give a damn who gets the credit than everybody on pit row in a pit crew for a guy that's driving? It is amazing. Same thing with horse racing. At least the guy driving is human and can talk to you. The people that do that in horse racing and deal with these animals and develop relationships and can feel what an animal feels and have that animal ready for peak performance. And then those jockeys riding the competition in it. That's why we're all sports fanatics. Because the thrill of this. But to not win week after week after week is the complete opposite of winning every single week. Hey, man, the Bears are competitive. So don't tell me it can't be done. Now, maybe more pressure's on them next year. To see if Ben can do it twice. Because once you come out of the woodwork and you no longer suck, people look at you differently. They approach you differently. Nobody takes you for granted. Nobody goes out to the club the night before they play you because they realize they need their legs. So everybody approaches you differently. Now you're viewed as a different standpoint. This is still a development year for five, but it's junky. Can you imagine? You can't even envision him going out again, could you?
Like getting injured again?
Yeah. Nicked.
I mean,
any setback, anything that would cost him more development, more game.
Yeah.
It's enough to drive you nuts.
Yep.
And but you know what? He's been dealing with this whole life. Had he not played in the SEC, I haven't heard that mentioned lately. It was mentioned all you could hear 2 years ago. He did that. And I saw him take some shots. I saw him take a shot against Florida. I thought he got broken in half. He won the game. This dude is a football player.
Yep.
He's not just a quarterback that's elusive. He's a football player. Don't worry about him. Worry about the opponent. What we got to do is take pressure off him. Let the running game give him some breathing room. Running them hitches and running some short intermediate passes. And we got to get back in charge of the offense to where we're dictating tempo. Because then he's lethal. And you don't blame the line. Maybe the best unit on your team. We're lucky for that. Of all the things we talk trash about, you ain't talking trash about that O-line. And we have depth. That's why I lost my brains by us not going in 13 personnel for a yard. All the people, we got a guy starting the Super Bowl who backs up for us. Wiley, you can't come in an unusual, come on, OC, create me something this brutal, that's based on power, and let my boys go to work. Because he's got a creative mind. I'm not mad at Cliff. Cliff shouldn't be allowed to do what he's doing. That's a managerial thing, as far as I'm concerned. But if I'm Cliff and you're not going to stop me, I'm going to be me. You got to force me out of me. That's what he's proven to you. He's proven to you his whole damn career. It ain't about no championships with him. It's about him showing his art, his craft, his imagination. It's about him. I respect him because he ain't hiding it at all. And DQ said, I really appreciated going against him. He was intrigued by him, but he probably whipped his ass every time he played him. Maybe that's a small part we all should have focused on. Nobody did. Nobody said it. Well, yeah, you liked him, but didn't you always beat him? I didn't say it. I can kick myself in the rear end. I want somebody you can't beat. Somebody that you're intrigued with because you couldn't beat them. That's what I want. If we have to do this again, please base it on wins, not imagination, not creativity. I don't give a damn about your concepts. If they don't give me W's, you mean nothing to me. Unless you can produce W's. But that's just me. Obviously, I'm in the minority when it comes to this situation. Three to go.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You hate everybody you get to play. There ain't no New Orleans, even though New Orleans won last week, none of that in there now. How much does it mean to you to beat the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Eagles?
Well, Doc, I don't know why you're asking me about winning games. You know
you
where I
stand. Can you imagine losing?
You know where I stand, man.
Again,
I don't call it just losing, tanking. I mean, I guess it is. But I see it as competitive losing. I want us to go out there like the Broncos. That's how I want us to lose.
I want us to go out there. You want to play like you play Detroit, and you want to lose on a buzzer beater playing well. You want to get the W, but you want to also prove you're a man.
Yeah, because guess what, Doc? We are within one game of the first overall pick in next year's draft.
I'm embarrassed. I know Al Galdi is somewhere laughing at me right now. We used to wrestle over this for years. He would say, Tank, get the pick.
Because what are we winning games for, Doc? Being in the middle gets you nowhere. It gets you nowhere. When we won the NFC East a couple of years ago, when we were 7-9, and the Eagles took their foot off the gas in the fourth quarter? Yeah. You want to know why? They were thinking about the draft. They weren't thinking about winning that game. They weren't thinking about that, Doc.
So you think we got played?
Hey, look, you got eyes and I got eyes.
So who's going to pick these people? Are the same people that pick the people we have now, are they going to be involved in this selection?
Hey, look.
Now, I'm asking for reasons that
you we'll have Linnell Willingham coming on at 6 p.m. I think he'll be able to give you more insight into that. But from where I'm sitting, Doc, thinking about next year and the fact that we've been mathematically eliminated, because that was your whole thing.
That was my whole thing.
We still got a chance.
Now that I'm out of it, now I'm trying to – I got to weep the sweepstakes.
What are we thinking about?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about next year.
Yeah.
So, now, yeah.
But when I think about next year, all I'm thinking about is edge.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about edge or power.
I'm thinking about.
You thinking about a wide receiver.
No, nah, I'm thinking about a playmaker on the defensive side of the
edge.
Ball. I need it.
Or a linebacker.
And the thing is, Doc, if we get the number one overall pick, guess what? We can trade down two spots. We can trade down three spots and still get our edge. So. That's why I said right now.
You think it's possible for us to have the number one pick in the 2026 NFL draft?
I mean, the Giants currently have it right now, Doc. And guess what? If we lose to them and they beat us, what does that leave us?
So you're saying
they'll have two divisional wins.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance at the number one overall. There is one.
Okay. All right.
Hey, look.
Hey, man, I'm flexible. If I can see, let me think about this. Time for a quick break. 544 in the nation's capital, Burgundy and Gold today. DOC and Ant-Man right here on Team 980.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk every week. I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.